Right there is from her upcoming album, Ramble On. That is Charlie Marie with Heard It Through the Red Wine, a big favorite here on Iron Country. And we would like to welcome to the Big Red in the Morning Show today the lady that sang that song, Charlie Marie. Welcome to Iron Country.
Well, thank you, and thank you for listening.
Well, I tell you what, Charlie, we've been big fans. We all fell in love here at Iron Country. First time we heard Rhinestones and Countryside, we played them right out of the bat, right out of the box. And as I said before, I hear a real genuine country sound when I listen to your music. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your country influences for our audience that might not be real familiar with you.
So I grew up in Rhode Island, which, again, most people don't think of country music when they think of Rhode Island. But I grew up listening to country music and riding horses, and it's just something that I've learned to love, and I really enjoy classic country. And so I just want to put out music that I want to listen to. So that's kind of my approach when recording. And, again, I'm just really happy that there are people out there like me that want to hear, you know, traditional sounds. And, yeah, I just, again, I started riding horses, and then country music went hand in hand with that. And I fell in love with Patsy Cline. She's, like, my idol.
Nice.
And I've just always tried to be like Patsy, you know. I'm never going to be like her, but I do my best to, you know, be as close as possible. And I feel like just listening to her music has taught me a lot about life. And, yeah, country music in general, it has great lessons involved in the lyrics and the melodies, again, when I'm reverting to classic country. And it's just something that I'm really happy that I was exposed to at a young age, and I'm happy that it stuck with me, and I'm happy that, again, hopefully I can do that genre some justice. I just want to do the best I can and try to make music that I enjoy and that people enjoy listening to.
Well, you know, Charlie, here at Iron Country, we call ourselves genuine country. We don't play any of the tractor rap or the boy band country kind of stuff. We stick to that traditional country sounds. You know, we get requests for Patsy Cline all the time, and Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and Dolly and Loretta. I really think that traditional country sound is making a comeback. I think there's a lot of people that have just said, hey, we want that sound back.
I mean, I think that's what country music really is. So it's funny how people have veered off so far, because I understand, like, you know, people want to stay with the times, but I don't think, like you're saying, I think most people I know enjoy listening to classic country music more than the stuff that's played on most of the other radio stations. And again, like, to each their own, whatever floats your boat. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm all about the classic country. So I'm happy, like I said, so are you folks. Because that's what I'm into. That's what resonates most with me and my soul. And, yeah, I'm just really happy that, again, you guys are playing me. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, classic country, again, is what I love. And, I mean, it's what I want to listen to. So.
Now, Charlie, what I've heard off Ramble On so far, I from when I listen to it, I just see that glow of neon and the jukebox in the corner playing these songs. It has that traditional country sound like we've talked, with a kind of a new twist to it. And as you said, Patsy Cline's an influence, but I also hear a little bit of honky-tonk flair in there, too. Now, I've only heard three tracks, but am I correct that that's the vibe that this whole album takes?
Yeah, it is very danceable. it's cool because a lot of the songs, too, you can dance to. And, I mean, I need to put this on my to-do list. I need to get better at country dancing because I can do a little bit of two-step, but I'm no pro. But, yes, I would like to become better at that, because when I have been to Nashville, and, you know, because that's where I usually record, and I've been out and I see people dancing, I mean, it's just like an amazing thing to witness, and it's just so much fun. And so I'm happy that this record, I think, has more tunes that people can actually get out and dance to and just enjoy in a livelier way. But yeah, I guess it kind of embodies what I was doing too, because before all of this, everything slowed down, I was out playing all over the place, and some of the places were bars and whatnot. And so that vibe, I guess, just ended up morphing into the record as well.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, it's all about just having a good time.
Exactly. Now, you know, Charlie, we were talking with the situation with the pandemic and no live music. Had to be tough on you, and it was tough on all musicians. Now, do you have any plans of getting out, playing live, doing any small festivals, tours? I guess I'm specifically asking for my Iron Country family. You got any plans to come to Wisconsin?
I'm hoping that I get to Wisconsin sooner than later. I'd love to visit you guys tomorrow. It's just, yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm going to end up doing. I know that I want to start playing live again, so I'm probably going to start out in New England because it's in my backyard. But then, yes, maybe I'll consider coming to Wisconsin. I've been looking at my calendar, so maybe sometime at the end of the fall I can put it on the list and swing up to Wisconsin because I would like to meet you folks. I feel like we're, yeah, similar, so... Might as well meet people that are similar.
We would love to have you. Now, the new album drops coming up day after tomorrow on Friday. So tell everyone where they can pick it up and find out more about your music. I got to ask before you tell me anything. Is it available on vinyl?
It is available on vinyl.
Yes.
So the only thing with vinyl is because of all the baloney that happened this past year, it just got delayed. So the vinyl isn't going to be available until June 1st. But you can find all of that information out if you go to my website, charliemariemusic.com. Again, charliemariemusic.com. That will lead you to all the other places. So the record will be available on all of the streaming platforms. And then you can purchase it through Bandcamp and the vinyl through Bandcamp. But again, the website will direct you there.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this whole album. Like I said, I've heard about three tunes off it, and I'm very excited. And Charlie, your music always has a place here on Iron Country. I know our listeners love it. And now we're going to play another tune off the new upcoming album called the song's called El Paso. What can you tell us? Anything special about this song you want to relay to our listeners?
So this song is interesting because I feel like it's a topic that nobody ever talks about. But I actually experienced something similar to this. I always say it was based on a true story. But yeah, again, I think that people experience all different types of situations in life. And I think that's why country music is so great, because you can talk about it. And then by talking about it, you let people know that they're not alone. And so that's why I wanted to write El Paso. I just wanted to let people know that they're not alone. And no matter what happens in life, we can all make it through. Even if it's sad, you know, sad things end up making us stronger in the end.
That is absolutely true. Well, Charlie Marie, I just want to tell you that you always have a place here at Iron Country. And we're looking forward to hearing more music from you in the future.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm going to do my best to try to get to Wisconsin this year.